Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's 99 to Buzz. Good morning. It's Fizzano and Sandy here. And, okay, got to readjust everything. It is Tuesday as the Memorial Day weekend has come and gone. Finally gave us some nice weather. I'm Scott Fizzano. There's Sandy Waters. Hi. You doing?
Hi.
Oh, back into the groove here. It's going to be the longest, shorter week we've had in our lives. Always seems like that, though, doesn't it? I think we talked about this before. How, you know, you have like a Monday holiday and all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It just totally turns into like craziness for four straight days.
Right, right.
You know? Anyway, today we're looking at sunshine again. Yay. Then thin clouds will move in by later on today. It's going to be up to 72 degrees. Not bad at all. Did you get yard work in? So hot dogs and hamburgers?
Oh, you know what I did over the weekend? And gosh, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever really done this. I spring cleaned the fridge. I mean, I have in the past, wipe it down and whatever, clean it out a little bit. But this time I gutted the fridge, took all the shelves out, totally cleaned it where it looks like a brand new fridge.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Like, oh, my. But it took me 2 hours.
Oh, wow. Did you like transfer everything to a cooler or something beforehand?
No, I risked having
botulism,
the food
spot.
Yeah. I risked that. I mean, awesome. The fridge went to 52, and I'm like, oh, God, it's not going down. It's not going down. But I'm like,
satisfying.
Watch, I clean the fridge, and the damn thing, I break it. Was it satisfying? See, this gets me about spring cleaning. It's not satisfying doing it, because everybody hates to clean. I detest cleaning. The second, like, it'll last for maybe a couple hours after you spring clean. It's like, and then after that, that's it. It goes to crap again because everybody starts using it, and then that's it.
Exactly.
It looks messy again.
Yeah, exactly.
So spring cleaning is so, like, just
useless,
not rewarding.
No, yeah. it's really.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason you should spring clean is to protect yourself from disease. And other than that, there's no reason.
Oh, God, it's so...
Seriously.
You know? But it feels good. Like, the minute you finish, you're like, like I did my bedroom a few weekends ago. And, I mean, every inch washing the walls, like you see those stupid Instagram influencers doing. I did, like, move the entire bed, like, everything. You can't even tell.
Right.
You walk into my bedroom, you're like, wow.
Whatever. Lived in. Welcome to livedin.com.
But you got to do it, I guess.
We did the, basically the spring cleaning of the camper. That's the only thing we do. Like, we don't spring clean the house. We did, my wife and I, we went up this weekend, brought the dog, brought the kid, and I mean, every nook, every cranny. I mean,
yeah, because it's easier, right? It's more manageable, the size of a camper.
As I clean,
I'm thinking, God, you people with the big houses, how do you do this? You have to hire it out, or you just don't do it.
Right, you just don't do it.
There's no way you're cleaning, like, a massive house. Deep cleaning.
Nah.
That's too much.
You
waste your days.
Yeah. I mean, I was detailing the sliding glass door tracks.
Oh, yeah.
With Q-tips getting all the dust and dirt out of it.
I love it. Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah.
Not at home.
Not at home.
No. Only on the camper.
Is it because the camper's newer? It's easier to upkeep.
That's newer, and I'm sorry, I don't know what kind of geniuses design these things, because they're idiots. They just, this does, like, every... They're slapped together quickly, and it looks good. Let's just put it that way. They look great.
Oh, why? What specifically?
Well, and they're meant to travel, right? And ours, we don't travel with. It's parked in place, and we built a deck around it. It stays there all the time. But, you know, it looks good. But, you know, they're flimsy. The walls, you touch the walls, the wall bends. You know, it's like, you know, there's you know, in the seams of the walls, there's tape, which is basically the same. All I could describe it would be as a 2-inch wide piece of wallpaper, you know, that matches the wall, that hides the seam in the wall. Yeah, there's stuff like that. Oh, and yeah, and the geniuses who put a hot water heater directly over a furnace.
Oh, that makes sense.
Makes all the sense to me. That's why I have to go up, and our good friends from the camping place are going to help us fix that today.
Oh, because the hot water heater leaked and then it ruined the furnace?
Yeah, just had a little drippy drip, couldn't tell, you know, because it's under the stairs. You don't open up the hatch and unscrew the little board to take a look and see. It's not something you just peek at.
Yeah. Yep. See, that's what happened with my dishwasher when it was leaking. I don't know.
Yeah.
Until you see the evidence of the leak.
Right.
Do you realize it was leaking?
Or the furnace doesn't turn on. You open it up and it's full of water. All electronics and plywood. And the water. Blah. Anyway, I did buy, and I'll get, you know what? I've never used them before, but you ever seen those bags you supposedly can hang in your closet? They got a, you know, like a hanger on it, and they got like the dry silica gel in it. And
it
sucks all the moisture out of the air, and it ends up in the bag.
How many of those did you put in that area?
I bought 10. I'm using 5, and they have filled up.
And then what happens? Then they drip?
No, yeah, I know, right? No.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hello there. Good morning. It is Tuesday, May 27th, and the Memorial Day weekend has come and gone, but left us with a beautiful day. 72 and sunshine. High clouds later. 98.9 The Buzz. Spazzano and Sandy.
Yeah, keep your mood just like that as I tell this story.
I will.
Listen, we've been together for 26 years. This is our 26th year.
Yes.
You have been on the radio since I was born, so even longer.
Yeah.
And our one boss even said this. He would say this all the time in our meetings, and Scott would hate when he would say this. He's what? Like, listen, Scott, you've been around for so long. Chances are everybody has a story, and not every story is great about you.
Oh, God, yeah. Please.
You would hate when he would say that. Yes. And he would somehow wedge it into every single meeting we would have.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's just great.
So when I saw this on Facebook as a comment from Michelle, who said, I have a story about Scott Spazzano.
Yes.
I was like, oh, boy, what's going to happen here? Okay. And then I started just reading that line. I was like, oh, God, okay. So now I got to somehow protect him. So I got to somehow craft a great response to, you know, to say, no, he's really a great guy.
What did I do?
Are you ready for it?
All right.
I have a story about Scott Spazzano.
Oh, God.
I used to volunteer. Are you nervous? I used to volunteer with his now ex-father-in-law.
Okay.
Are you nervous?
No.
And I always thought he was super cool. My twins.
The father-in-law?
No, you.
Oh, good. Okay.
My twins, now 23.
Oh, wow.
Saw him at Red Robin and Webster. Uh-huh. And they said to him, hey, my mom loves you. So he called me on the phone with them, and I didn't recognize his voice, LOL. Sounded different on the phone. What a cool guy. I'm like,
oh, that's awesome.
That is so you, too.
Oh, I can unclench now.
Yeah.
That was quite a muscle workout.
I know. I thought that was, but honestly, when I saw that she wrote, I have a story, I'm like, oh, God, where's this going? Where is this going?
Please.
But it is so you. I could see you doing that. Hey, let's call your mom.
Yeah, let's call her. Yeah, I actually remember that.
Complete strangers.
Aw, that's cool.
Yeah, so she said that was very cool.
It's very cool. Yeah, that's very nice, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank heavens.
Ellie
loves it. It wasn't a bad story. Do you ever have, and I think this is like, okay, so either A, do you have a celebrity encounter moment that you walked away from it wishing you did not meet that person that you loved? Do you have one of those like, man, I should have just kept the image in my mind how I thought them to be.
Yeah.
Like, it still bums me out, the Ellen DeGeneres thing. Like, right?
You met Ellen?
I didn't meet her, but the rumors about her, right? Like, I loved her. I thought she was nice and great. And then all of a sudden, all these stories come out that she's a crazy person and mean. I'm like, oh, I wish I didn't hear those stories. It yeah. kind of ruins it, right?
Don't you have a personal experience with somebody you met?
I don't know if I, well, Mandy Moore, but that may have changed. She was kind of rude to me, but she was also a teenager, so.
She's probably nervous.
Yeah.
Instead of rude, she was just like, you know.
Oh, she was such a brat to me. And I walked away like, ugh, I wish I didn't meet her. But she's probably different now. She's a mom now. You know what I mean?
And
you
she's
change.
Really successful with all the TV shows she's been in. And
she's probably a sweetheart. But I can't think of anybody else that I was so excited to meet. I met them and walked away feeling deflated with my love.
Yeah, I'm big into music and jazz. And I met the legendary Dizzy Gillespie.
You did.
Who was, you know, he's the trumpet player that when he plays trumpets, his cheeks puff out like a giant puffer. Yeah, I met Dizzy and backstage and very disappointing.
Why?
He was all drugged up.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you're like 78 years old and you're doing coke. Like, what's going on here? Like, really? You're going to pop.
Oh. Man, that's such a good story, Scotty. I've never heard that. I've never heard you tell that story.
I was like, geez.
Whoops.
Then he died.
Wonder why.
Not then, but like, yeah.
I wonder, I think we all have that story where you were rude, like you were the person that was having a bad day, you were rude to somebody, and then you felt guilty afterwards realizing, oh man, I was a total. Like anytime somebody calls me and I don't recognize the number.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking it's a scammer. Do you put on a different voice? You're like, hello. And then you know, it's your doctor's office.
Oh,
and
God.
You're like, oh, sorry. Wait, I'm really not that mean.
No, I go one step further. I just don't answer.
I know. Sometimes I don't know why, but sometimes I'll answer. But I'm very stern.
You'll answer like, you're bugging me.
And then they're like, hi, we're returning your call. I'm like, oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm really nice. Really, really I am. Anyhow, there you go.
Thanks, Michelle.
Scotty's a cool guy.
I am so sorry.
What?
I have to correct myself.
Uh-oh. I didn't even catch that. What? What'd you say wrong?
I said sunny in 72. I misspoke. I'm so sorry. It's supposed to be sunny in 74.
Oh, thank you. We want those 2 degrees.
Why not?
That makes a difference.
It does. 98.9 The Buzz, Fisano and Sandy.
You know, we wake up this morning and I think we're all thinking about, we don't even know this guy. A lot of us don't even know this guy, but we can't get him out of our mind because it is such a heartbreaking story. And you see the picture of him with his big smile and he looks like what people are saying. He was a proud dad. Jared Bear Oswald, they're still looking for him. 50-year-old Rochester man, been missing since May 19th.
Yeah. Is there any indication of anything new since?
The whole thing is so weird. So they said that he was just, I mean, he was a nice guy, loved his family, happy guy, active guy, very disciplined. And he was just acting. He had characteristics that were like just not him. And he was last seen entering Turning Point Park along Genesee River.
Yeah.
And authorities, and this is the worst, like you never want to hear this come out of authorities, believe that he could be in danger.
Yeah.
Due to circumstances that are out of character for him. But they're not going more into it. Like, I guess there's surveillance video, but they're not going into it more because of it's an ongoing investigation.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever that means.
And he used to be a former Monroe County deputy, too,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, yeah.
So, it was, I mean, this is heartbreaking. This is gut-wrenching for the family. And, you know, we're adding to everybody's prayers, and we're adding ours to it. But it was remarkable to hear and see hundreds of people, strangers, friends, family, volunteer to show up to join the search party. I mean, complete strangers are posting, you know, on the comment thread, hey, I was looking for him for 3 hours.
Oh.
You know, we'll be back tomorrow. I mean, I don't know. I just can't get him out of my mind. It's so heartbreaking.
It is. And, you know, it's like, I'm trying to describe. You say there's someone, right? And then you know someone who they're friends with or related to. And you start honing in on their problem. You start helping out. It's like in layers of people who start to, you know, it exponates and gets bigger. And then we talk about it on the radio more. And then it's just like, hopefully all this helps. Yeah.
And they're saying like social media helped a lot with getting all these people together to help search for him, keeping their eyes out there, asking neighbors in that area to check your Ring cam, check your door cam if you have any kind of security. Because I don't know how often you really do go back and check your footage. And I don't know if it lasts long for you if you have it. It's not permanently recorded,
everybody's different.
Right?
But yeah, I mean, you can. There's a history you can go back into. Yeah.
And they're saying probably please go back check more in a that.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah. But see, I don't know. It just made me think of, and we're praying for the family, but it made me think of our conversation on the air when you were like, oh my God, the neighbor just popped up, you know, on my doorstep to make sure I was okay because my wife couldn't get a hold of me. And I'm like, yeah, you thought that was so crazy and embarrassing, but I'm like, everybody has a threshold, like a, okay, now I got to go check on him, welfare threshold.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
How long do you not hear from somebody before you have to call a neighbor?
My wife.
How long was it before she called the neighbor?
My ringer was off. It was like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, but she has to. That means she loves you.
But she, you know, on her phone, and she probably doesn't even know or remember because she's not that into technology. She can actually go to her text, touch my face. It'll open up a little thing. It'll show you where the phone is and where I am.
Yeah, but where the phone is doesn't necessarily say where you are.
Yeah, you know me and my phone. Never part.
Well, that is true. That is true.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so if you have any details about Jared Bear Oswald, please go to police. And if you have
you
any
security footage. You can actually call 911. They say it's okay to do that if you do have information. Yeah.
98.9 The Buzz.
So I get this text the other day. New York State Department of Motor Vehicles, DMV, final notice, : Enforcement penalties begin on May 24th. Our records show that as of today, you still have an outstanding traffic ticket in accordance to New York State Administration Code 15C-16.003. If you do not complete payment by May 24th, 2025, we will take the following actions. 1, report to the DMV violation database. 2, suspend your vehicle registration starting May 24th. And it was like May 23rd. Suspend driving privileges for 30 days. 4, transfer to a toll booth and charge a 35% service fee. 5, you may be prosecuted and your credit score will be affected. Pay now. And here's a link to Easy Pass. Actually, it's e-zpass.com/toll-live, whatever. That a lot of people got over this Memorial Day weekend, and that is an absolute scam. Confirmed by the Department of Motor Vehicles. This was pretty legit.
Did you almost fall for it? It's Fasano and Sandy, by the way. Thank you.
98.9 of us. Yeah. Please pay immediately before
Did
enforcement.
You really?
I got close.
Is this the same one that was?
Different one because I got that one too.
Oh, you got that one too. The pay your tolls one.
So this is different than that. The Easy Pass pay. Yeah, right. And I checked my Easy Pass account. It automatically refills after $30 or something.
At what point were you? What point were you like, yeah, no, okay, this is a scam, or did you have to look it up?
I had to
because 35% charge surcharge is a little crazy.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say a gajillion percent? I mean, come on.
At the end, it says, reply why and reopen this message to click the link or copy it to your browser. That's when I'm like, nah, I'm not touching anything.
Oh, it was that point.
Yeah. And the link wasn't blue. You know, where you could click through once you touch it. I would have to copy it, paste it into a browser, and hit enter. No. But it did make me remember I got those traffic camera, speeding camera joints.
Yeah, and you were losing track. You were losing track of all the tickets that you got. Yeah, yeah. So this actually, them preying on you, it was pretty good. I mean, their chances were pretty good.
A lot better. Yeah, a lot better. But the DMV is like, no, there is a huge scam, a huge phishing scam. New York DMV issues alert on fraudulent text message scam. Happened all over the weekend. They flood phones with texts, hoping to trick somebody into sending over their personal information. DMV will never send you texts asking for your personal information. So do not. All right? I was working outside behind the camper, and I get this, boop-leet. I'm like, oh. And I look, and I'm like, oh, geez, I'm screwed. Look at all this stuff they're going to do to me. No. It took me a minute.
Well, yeah, especially when you're multitasking. I think that's how they get you, too, because you're with all the pop-ups and stuff, and you somehow, you know, sometimes you accidentally click the wrong thing. Yeah. Yeah, because we're doing a million things at once. We never are just undivided attention on the text message.
Yeah. My wife thought she got hacked. She got that, you know, that pop-up warning on your phone that's like, you've been hacked. You know, that thing. You barge out of it or you shut your phone off. But nothing seems to have happened.
Oh, my God, that
so
happened
far.
To my mom. And she's older, you know.
Oh, no.
Like, she's trying to keep up with technology. But, you know, sometimes she just can't. These pop-ups that happen.
Right.
And she was so freaked out. She powered down her phone and gave it to my dad. It's like, something's wrong with this.
It's infected.
Yeah,
literally.
Something. I don't know. I can't figure it out. I can't close out of it. So I just powered it down. And here.
Good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Trucker Ray.
Yeah, I get those from time to time, Scott, because I have a commercial license. But most commercial drivers, if you have a commercial license, that's your livelihood.
Yeah.
So they try to scare you into paying and do this before we suspend your license for 6 months and da-da-da-da-da.
Uh-huh.
It's just fishing around, you know, trying to get you to open your phone, to screw up your phone or get into your account.
Is it actually fine-tuned to a commercial license driver? Like, you know, or
I'm going to the ones that I've got were specific to having a CDL.
Wow. How do they know? Or they don't
know.
Well,
they look just in the databases of people's names. They just go through a database of CDLs and they pick these names.
Yeah.
And they go, let's
yeah.
try this one.
Wow.
And
that's crazy.
They're fishing. They're fishing.
Yeah.
And like you said, as soon as you start seeing levels of expenses or fines or surcharges, they're looking to get a quick buck fast, so they want that high surcharge. Most of the time, like you said, DMV does not do records that way, or does not. They send a letter.
Yeah, right.
And you know,
yeah,
but like I said, having a CDL, they try to scare you even more because, oh, I lose my license.
Right. Jeez, that's your whole livelihood. That's your whole job, right?
That's my whole situation.
All right.
Right there.
Don't be the worm, people. Don't be the bait. Thanks, buddy. See you later.
Right, exactly. Have a good one.
Night. Yeah, it's scary. So just keep an eye out. Think twice. Think three times. Check on another device. You know, use your common sense. It's 6:47 on 98.9 to Buzz, coming up on the top of the hour. School's back in session. The buses are running. Watch out.
Yep. And just after 7 o'clock, we have to talk about the guy who got backlash for showing up to his daughter's graduation.
Yeah, that's great.
We got to talk about that. We got a jerker justified, places that you can and cannot not off.
Making mornings tolerable. You're welcome. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Can we give a huge shout out to Jasmine?
Yeah.
I woke up to the absolute best message this morning. And it was from our Buzz listener, Jasmine, who's part of the Buzz fam. She actually went with her hubby to Burlesque, the Burlesque show at Del Lago.
Yeah. Lala's,
she won that. Yep, she won that overnight stay.
Oh yeah,
and she she was just so grateful. I'm like, Jasmine, you deserve this. She's like, I never do anything for myself because I'm a mom, and you know how it is. You don't even realize your cup is empty until you take a moment. And I'm like, oh,
and go to
God.
A sexy strip show.
Yeah, I know. Right? She was like, I mean, just the sweetest person ever. And I'm so glad she won, and I'm so glad she had a great time with her husband.
Hey, Jasmine.
Yeah, she's got to come in the studio one of these Thursdays.
That's right.
We'll fill that cup up, Jasmine.
Yes, we will.
Shots on Thursday.
That's right. We'll do that. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're getting closer and closer to graduation day.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So many of you are, like, tearing up just thinking about graduation day. I know. This is tough. and you wouldn't miss it for the world. Or would you? Hmm. Are there situation scenarios that would force you to miss the full day's event? So, did you hear the story about the Boston Red Sox manager, Alex Cora?
Mm-hmm.
He is facing so much criticism and backlash for missing a game to attend his daughter's graduation from Boston College earlier this month.
How dare he?
I know.
How dare he miss a stupid baseball game?
He missed the team's home game against the New York Mets, which, by the way, the Red Sox ended up winning that game.
Quite a rivalry.
But a media person called him out, saying really? He could have attended both the graduation and the game, since the ceremony ended around noon. The game was a night game. So his decision to skip the game set, quote, a poor example for the team.
What media said this? Didn't say?
No, that's, it does, but I don't know. It's a sports station.
Yeah.
Mike Felger, who's that?
Probably
it's a sports.
Looking to raise some eyebrows, create a little controversy, extremists, you know, they can.
Yes, right. That's right. That's his job, just to look at every angle of a story and make it interesting. But people backed him up. Have you ever been in a situation, 818-2899, or you can message us mm-hmm. on social media, or even leave us a message on our voice app, AUDAZY, the free Odyssey app. But have you ever, because some people have positions within their company where it's hard to say, that's it, peace out. Don't talk to me. You can't reach me for an entire day. There's some people who are living that right now.
Yeah, but then they have a problem. Then they don't have a priority. Your family is always priority over work. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, but would you have always said that? Now be honest.
Yeah. No, seriously, be honest. Even if I was single.
I remember you when you were young. There was a lot of things that you would have to work at. And there was a lot of things, not that you missed big moments like a graduation.
Right.
But you felt like you had to work. You were the breadwinner of the family.
Well, that's different. I mean, you got to make money.
No, it's not different. That's what we're talking about. And it started the conversation about work-life balance and how to have it. And I think you gained that perspective. Well, partially because everybody's talking about work-life balance. That wasn't even a conversation back then. But
now, when you're older, you get. Yeah, when you get older. Yeah.
The older you get. Yeah. I don't know how old this Alex Cora guy is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's a seasoned manager.
Well, I mean,
if his daughter's
graduating from college, you know, he's got to be 50s. And, you know, it's like, this is all a lot about nothing kind of thing, you know? And, yeah, maybe he could have gone to the game, but maybe he just wanted to have, you know, be with his daughter on her graduation day all day. Maybe they had a big to-do, a big party or went out to
eat. No, absolutely.
You know?
Like, I think you and I both agree you got to choose family because work isn't going to be as loyal to you. But I'm trying to see the other perspective. I'm trying to see the parents who had to skip out, who were forced to skip out or leave the party early because job made them. I don't know if you're a doctor on call.
Yeah,
you're on call.
You know,
what are you going to say?
Yeah,
sorry.
But you know you're on call. So
you have to leave the party. Is this kind of the same thing? 818-2899. How do you feel about this? Are you able to achieve work-life balance?
I don't see anybody other than mandatory surgeon, emergency, doctor-y kind of person. You know?
We just got a message from Jimmy.
Oh.
Look, I get it. Family is important, but Alex Cora is the manager of a professional baseball team.
Oh.
If it was playoffs, will it still be okay? Sorry, but when you're in that position, the job has to come first.
Mm, says a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, I don't know.
Blow it out your butt, Jimmy. Family's more important. I know where you're coming from.
The NFL always plays on Thanksgiving. They're choosing the sport before family. Right?
Thanksgiving is...
There's a lot of people who have to skip... Well, what do you mean? Thanksgiving is a very important holiday for some people.
It's a made-up holiday, obviously, but it's like, you know, it's not a religious holiday.
It's not a made-up holiday,
yeah,
Thanksgiving.
It is. Yeah, it is. Let me capitalize on a supposed dinner that the pilgrims had with a bunch of Native Americans.
So it's because it's graduation.
Yeah, man.
Nothing comes before graduation.
Unless it's like your nephews or something, then you really don't have to go.
Listen, we just talked about it on the air. The whole, the aunt, remember? Yeah. We did it as a trick or justified. Yeah. Wants to bail out on her nephew's graduation.
Yes, which
so
is fine.
She could go on a girl's trip. And you said that was fine, but now you're saying it's not fine.
Yes, no, that's fine. If it's your daughter, you can't miss.
Oh, if it's your own kid.
This is like, God. Family, who qualifies as family, Your sisters, cousins, uncles, bro. I mean, come on. Family is your immediate offspring.
I say all of it.
Offspring and married. That's it. Nothing other than that.
There have been times where family has missed like a birthday party or whatever because they had to work. And it really bothered me.
Why?
Because I will drop everything for a family party. I would decline anything no matter what. You got to work? Nope, I can't. I have my family's birthday party or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I am like, you have to drop everything for family, but not everybody can do that. I guess I can sympathize with the pressure of work. And it is a question we all have to deal with. It's a struggle we all have to deal with. The work-life balance.
Bills Mafia Ken just sent us a text. They play 162 games, the Red Sox. Dude missed one. Get over it.
You know what? That's a very good point. Why didn't we mention that?
Yeah.
Baseball is a forever, it's a forever long sport. I know. Season.
Right. Come on.
It's one game.
Even if it was playoffs, you should have a good enough team and other managers that can help this. Yeah. It's not like he's playing in the game hitting balls with bats.
Yeah.
He's just giving advice. So anyway, good for him. That's something your daughter will never forget.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Coming up on the show, Jerk or Justified. Our Buzz fam wants to stay anonymous for this one because of what she did during training. She wasn't on the job. She was during training. What?
You're starting to open it up. You're starting to narrow it down by saying, Buzz fan wants to be anonymous and all that.
You're all our Buzz fan. It's a listener who wants to be anonymous.
Both of you.
What she did during training at work. Uh-huh. It so happened to be, she was kind of new on the job.
Uh-huh.
Been there about a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And her coworker ratted her out, and now we're deciding if the coworker was jerk or justified.
It's all coming up in just a few on The Buzz.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanses.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or justified.
Okay, we have a Buzz listener who I think is looking, craving, needing some validation, justification.
Sure.
This, I told her, though. I said, this might be a little bit hard to argue that you're right. But we'll see. We'll put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because she fell asleep at work. Okay? So here's the here's the details of the story. She wants to remain anonymous. So she was working there for just about a month or so.
Yeah.
She works two jobs. She works a lot. Long hours.
Yes.
For her profession, it's social services.
She grueling.
Said, I could say that. Yeah,
very
it's
grueling.
Just long hours. And she said that she was written up for nodding off during training. So she wasn't necessarily doing the job. She was just training.
Yep, listening.
Uh-huh. And sometimes those trainings are boring.
Mm.
You know?
Obviously, it was an in-person kind of thing.
Yes, it was in person.
Which are rare these days. They usually just send you to a PowerPoint, and then you got to make it knows that you've clicked through the whole thing, answer a couple of questions at the end.
Yeah, and heaven forbid you try to speed it along. It won't let you.
Nope.
Okay, well, anyhow, her coworker blew her in.
Nice.
Her coworker told on her, and she got written up for it. So now here's what we're... Okay, so I think we're going to put the coworker on trial. What do you think? Or should we put the boss on trial for writing her up? No, right?
The coworker blew her in. Yeah, I'd put the coworker on blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, was it like this is her first day on the job? I mean, right. She's been there about a month or so.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they know, these people know how she is. This is uncharacteristic for her. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's training. She falls asleep. Coworker rats her out.
Jerk or justified. Yeah. 818-2899. Good morning, The Buzz. How do you call this coworker, jerk or justified?
I need a little more information to make that decision. Mm-hmm. My question is, does this person normally work an overnight shift, and they were then requiring that person to be there during daytime, which would be outside their normal work hours?
Well, she says the world of, if anybody works in social services, you know, your hours are just long. As far as night shift, day shift, I don't know, because she has two jobs. She was working two jobs.
Yeah, so that's all we know.
Yeah, I still say it's kind of a jerk. You don't blow your people in.
No, you figure out who did it eventually, right?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah. So, and that just causes bad morale in the workplace.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and trust me, after 15 years in HR and for running a human service agency, bad morale is already an issue in that field. You don't need to add to it.
There you go.
I would think social services, you're the most compassionate, forgiving person, right? You just got to be that type of person when you're working in that industry.
Right.
You would think so, but there is a large portion of females in that industry, and females all working together have a tendency of being catty with each other.
No,
coming from
an HR person, never.
Well, hang on. So, Scott, you're offending people. I hate when you do that. No, girls, I don't need you to say it because you're a man.
I see it.
It's sad though. Is it still as bad as it once was?
Well, I'm out of it now, but from people that I know that still work there, in some cases it's actually gotten worse.
That's awful.
Yeah,
oh, I don't like that.
The dynamics are just very different. When you throw a guy in there, then the dynamics are they're just different.
It definitely changes, sure. Yeah. All right, who's this? What's your first name?
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky. I've got a pair of tickets to attend the world's most ridiculous trivia game show at the Vine Showroom on June 7th at 8 p.m. to go to Del Lago, courtesy of Del Lago Resort and Casino. How's that sound?
Oh, you just made my husband very happy.
All right. You guys are going to the Vine. Enjoy yourself. All right. You got to hold the line, and I'll come back and get your info, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We're taking Jerk on Jerk or Justified. Thanks. 818-2899.
You can call us or you can message us on social. Lori says, Jerk, that was cold. You're not the workplace hero. You're the workplace rat.
I like that one.
Do you ever feel like the, like, if you're going to say, okay, you see someone nodding off during training, you shouldn't rat them out so far. Everybody's saying jerk. If you think otherwise, call us. But is it anything wrong that a coworker does you shouldn't rat them out? Or is it just the falling asleep thing? Like, where are you putting your tally?
Oh, she's a jerk.
She's a jerk. So is it anything that anybody would do wrong in the office, you're a jerk to rat them out? Or is it just the sleeping thing for you?
Well, I'm sure there's got to be something highly illegal or dangerous I'd probably rat them out on, but... No, because we're all lame inside. You know, we go to work to perform. We go beyond our normal lame selves.
So if you see someone, if I walked out of the studio with a mouse or a keyboard or a computer, would you rat me out?
Nah.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Nah.
Ah, you're that coworker we all want.
Yeah, because what if I fall asleep or nod off or forget something or whatever? I don't want you narking on me.
But she was fairly new at that time. Here I told her this is going to be hard to find justification in nodding off at work. And so far, everyone's calling her a coworker a jerk. But she was new, so you don't know this person yet. So you might be, like, saving the company if you say, hey, this newbie is falling asleep already. What's going to happen when they're done with training?
She's worked
and
there
on the job
at least 20 to 25 8-hour days if I'm taking a typical workplace. That's enough to you know people, and you start making your friends, and of course, ultimately, there's always an enemy, and that probably enemy was out to get her.
Well, look at this message just came in. What? Chris says, it's justified to blow her in because it's social services. It's not retail. If she's falling asleep now, what happens in a crisis?
In a crisis?
Could you imagine she's with a client, and it's like heavy, and all of a sudden she's just like, clunk.
She's not going to nod off.
She falls asleep.
She's not going to nod off. In a boring meeting,
think so.
Boring meetings you're not off in. Please tell me you don't space out at every meeting. somehow.
Oh my God. Right? Training is so brutal. Those trainings, we got to figure out a solution to these trainings. Sometimes they're just boring.
They're just, everybody knows, even management knows they're boring. They're just mandatory. We do them every year. It's like, okay, they're just covering their ass for lawsuits. That's why we got to do trainings.
Okay.
Getting so, let's see. Sorry about that.
The coworker was justified, says Laura. Nah. You're getting paid to do a job, not to sleep. I work at a school. So when I have to turn them in, you can't fall asleep when you're watching kids. Wait, Laura, have you turned someone in? Oh, maybe I shouldn't have read your text out loud. Okay, so she's saying it's justified.
Yeah, but it's not a meeting. You're dealing with kids. You're on point then. You're not falling asleep.
Yeah, but you are getting paid to show up to work, not to nod off. You're getting paid to be trained doing that training session.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I'm still in the jerk mode, so you're not going to change me.
Okay, you're totally a jerk.
Yep.
Let's see. Okay, are we by one vote? Oh, God, by one vote, she is getting the justification that she was looking for.
The verdict is.
Wait, justified, you mean?
No, it's jerk.
She wanted
to. She's getting the justification.
You know, you said, hey, Justin, yeah, right.
Yeah.
She's getting the jerk of the that one. Yeah.
She's getting the jerkification that she was looking for.
Right.
Is that what you wanted me to say?
I guess this is going on in my head. I'm so still. I'm sorry about that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a jerk.
98.9 The Buzz.
I could see her smiling now. So proud.
Yeah, all but right. Don't do it again. Please.
Yeah, that's tough.
The Buzz.
Well, I don't know if it's a generation. These kids are like, guilt doesn't affect them at all. And I don't know what's wrong with this generation. What happened?
You know what? Your guilt in your world is like my I love you. If you have too much of it, it gets dismissed.
I don't know if that's a true statement because I grew up with a lot of guilt and it never
you
lost.
You never got immune to it? You never
no.
got immune to it?
Anyone else grow up in a household where there was a lot of guilt? Where are my Jewish friends?
Your Irish friends.
My Irish friends.
Your Italian.
My Italian.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was almost like a sucker punch when it doesn't work anymore. So as a parent, and you know, listen, I don't go into it. I'm joking, but I don't go into it like intentionally try to lay down the guilt. Only sometimes I do it. So over the weekend, yesterday, actually, it was a really nice day. Okay. We had our family party, Memorial Day party on Saturday, Sunday. So yesterday was like a day that we didn't really have any plans. And it was so nice that my husband's like, finally, I'm going to get out there and do some of the yard work.
Everyone out there. Everybody was out yesterday.
So behind, though. Everyone is so behind schedule. So it's like, there's so much to do. We are so behind. So my daughter, so he's outside. He's just getting outside, getting situated. I'm ready to spring clean inside because I am so behind on that. And then my 15-year-old daughter comes down the stairs and goes, listen, Mom, think it's okay if I lay out in the front, like, sidewalk area? And I go, lay out? I go, Lex. She's like, the UV index is whatever she said it was.
UV is a big thing with these kids these days.
Yes!
Yeah.
UV 11, gotta get out there.
It drives me nuts because I'm like, that means it's dangerous. No, the UV is 7. It's great out. Okay, anyhow. And I go, Lex, now your father is working outside and you usually help him. And I'm inside cleaning. Do you really think that's the best thing that you should do right now is go lay out when your dad's doing yard work? That's it. That's all I needed to do is drop the guilt bomb and walk away. And she pauses and she stops.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, yeah. Thanks. And then she turns around and goes upstairs. I go, good, fine, beautiful. The guilt worked again. She's going to come downstairs with her work clothes on, go and help daddy. Nope. Downstairs with her bikini, laid out her chair, and just like... She even looked at me like she was contemplating, like she was thinking, like she was like, oh, yeah, I better make a good choice. No. I was like, what happened to the power of guilt? If my mother ever did that, said that to me, I would be like, okay, I know what I need to do. And I'd go help dad. Not put on my black bikini and tanning oil and lay out.
It's National Sunscreen Day, by the way, today.
She puts on sunscreen, then tanning oil, then
oh
sunscreen.
My God.
I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what these kids are doing.
Melanoma?
I'm like, so the entire time my husband's mowing, doing yard work.
Dad didn't care.
I don't know if he cared or not. I mean, he, like, I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking.
He didn't do anything, say anything. You know, usually if a parent asks and they don't step up, then the other parent locks it in, right?
Yeah, I don't know. He just kept. He kept doing his thing. He didn't stop and say anything to her. But I was like, I cannot believe this child. What happened to this generation?
Well, you're
Why
out of guilt.
Guilt work
you're out of guilt bullets.
Like
you need
that,
to figure. You need to figure out something else, right?
Even a spouse, like, can you really lay out when your spouse or somebody else in the house is working, like heavy lifting, working, not even kind of light work? And that's yard work is heavy, tough work. Could you really lay out?
Sure, you could lay out. Why not?
Oh,
if that other spouse doesn't mind, of course. If Jill wants to lay out while I'm doing yard work, I will gladly blow the mower in her direction.
Yeah, see, you would be annoyed by
I'd
that.
Weed whack an outline of her right around.
Yep. That would bother you. How could it not bother you?
No, because you don't have that kind of, like, you're not the yard guy, person, woman. It's like, we have our thing, and we don't mind, like... Yesterday, my wife did not want me helping her in the yard. Like, she was doing planting.
But she didn't want you just sitting down doing nothing. See, like, my husband was working, so I had to keep busy until he took a break, and then I could take a break and call it a day. Because I would feel horrible if my husband is hustling out there mm-hmm. to get the house looking all nice, and I'm doing nothing but sitting down and soaking in the sun.
No, she wanted me to just chill. And I'm like, okay.
So you sat there with a beer in your hand just watching her?
No, I didn't. I wasn't in her view. She didn't want me to be around. She's like,
okay,
go
this
in,
is what I'm
watch
saying.
TV, do something, hang with
no
Ellie, go away.
No way.
Yeah,
no
that's what she,
way. Go sit down and watch TV while I work
yeah,
out here?
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's exactly what happened. I can't make this up. I had been working, you know, all weekend and stuff at the camper, and yesterday afternoon came back. I was pretty beat. She's
she
like,
didn't really
I
mean
this.
It. She didn't really mean it.
Yeah, she
no
did.
No way do
yeah,
you really mean it.
Yeah, I like my wife. She likes me. She gives me a break. I give her a break. She gives me a break. There's no guilt, Sandra. Guilt doesn't
I feel guilty.
It doesn't work in our house.
I feel so guilty if I just sit there and chill.
No, are you kidding me? I was not guilty. I'm like, finally, let's look what she's doing. Girl worked.
I can't do it. I really
she
can't do it.
She worked till like 7:38, almost 8 o'clock last night outside. I didn't feel guilty at all.
You didn't
went
even
out
offer, hey, let me help, hey, checking
yeah
in. Did you give her water occasionally or
yeah
something to eat or something? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I brought it, yeah. She's like, go on, I got this. I'm like, okay. And I went outside afterwards. I'm like, oh, God, this looks great. She did a great job. So guilt doesn't work in our world. And when we do
yeah,
try to guilt, we
the,
laugh.
Don't you get the kids involved, though? You have to get the kids involved. You got to teach them work ethic. You can't
Ellie found Froggy McFrogface. She found Mr. Toad. So she played with Mr. Toad outside for a little while. Then she asked me to keep Elle away because she was like, you know, like that. We did stuff and we kept apart. It was fine. Total leisure on one end, work on the other, looking right at each other.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how many people could do that, but sure. Or maybe I'm the weird one. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so at noon today, if you live in the Canandaigua area, you probably know exactly what's going to happen around noon today. And it happens every single day at noon for the past 5 years. Now, here's the question.
Beer whistle? Sorry, there's a delay there. In
what Pat... What?
Go ahead.
Yes,
go, no, go ahead. Just do it.
What Pat does every day at noon, the question is, should we all be jumping on this bandwagon and doing?
I'm not going to do it. I love it that she does it, but nah.
Why not? This brings joy to so many people.
Does it? It also brings straitjackets to people my age.
Well, okay. No, see, now I was going to say, Pat, it's cute because Pat does it because she's 89 years old. She sings the national anthem every single day at noon for the past 5 years.
She sings God Bless America.
Yes.
She's so cute. And she even does it from her balcony. Here she is. You ready?
God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above.
Yeah, good pitch.
So cute. No matter where she is. She goes, one time I was in at like a public restroom. It's noon. I got to stick to it, my schedule. And she just starts singing.
Oh, it's so cute. She's famous down there, right in Canandaigua area?
I think it's cute because she is older. So I think you could get away with that. I think we all should do this. And in the middle of the office, how awesome would it be if somebody every day just walked the halls of the office singing God Bless America?
That's more awkward. I'm trying to think of another awkward situation where we walk into. So you ever go to church and then, at least in the Catholic Church, there's a moment where we each have like to greet each other with a sign of peace and shake each other's hands and stuff.
Yeah.
That's awkward to me. I'm like, I just dread that.
It is?
One of the reasons, would be probably one of the reasons I don't go to church as much, because
no,
I hate that.
Stop it.
I
Why?
Do. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. I can't. No.
Now they do the peace sign after COVID. They just do peace in my church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, peace with you. Why? And then you smile and say hi. What better feeling is it to get a smile from a stranger? It's an awesome feeling. So
would be just as awkward singing God Bless America in the halls of here, of this place.
I really wish I had it in me to be able to do this.
So come here. Hold on, boss is here. Hi. If I sang God Bless America at noon
every
in the halls every day here, would that go over well? She just gave me a no.
Why? That would build up company morale.
Come here.
That would build up company morale.
No, I'm not going on anyway.
She's not going yet. No. Okay.
So Pat will sing outside of her balcony most often, most days. And she goes, you know, the birds are my audience. Aww. And anybody passing by, uh-huh, sometimes they'll just sit and listen. I think we should get a crowd for her. That's awesome.
That's so cute. I think her next door neighbor is her sister that I saw. And she's like a couple years older. So she goes out on her balcony and sings it to her sister, too.
Aww.
She says one time there's a dog down below and the dog just sat there and stared at her until she was done.
I think we all need a Pat.
We do.
In our neighborhood, in our workplace.
See, at noon where we are, where we have our camper, the fire alarm goes off, you know, in town, and we call that the beer whistle. Oh, it's noon. It's the beer.
Oh, no wonder why you said beer whistle.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. Well, then followed by God Bless America.
818-2899. You got calls. Hi, the buzz. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Elizabeth from Jiva. That is so sweet.
Oh, hey, yeah. Of course, it has to do with music, and you guys are doing a musical there. So would you like to, you heard her. I mean, she's such a cute little old lady. I think it's cute. I think it's very patriotic. In a day when patriotism meant something different back then, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think it's very touching.
She even said when she's in the bathroom. Did you hear that part? Like, one time at noon, she was in the bathroom, and she's like, oh, I was nude. I had to sing. She's just in a public restroom singing God Bless America.
Well, come on. You know, acoustics are good in bathrooms, aren't they?
Okay, so you're from Jiva. You represent Jiva. Elizabeth, I think you should start making this your thing. I think you should jump on this bandwagon.
I think, yeah. Or run in at noon someday and tell all the cast to stand up and sing. Let's go.
I love it. Maybe they'll start singing Beautiful everywhere they go.
Ah, that's right. The Carole King musical is up there. And I think aren't we media sponsor of that?
I think you are. Yeah. And it's playing May 28th. To June 29th, so we're about to get started. We're in tech rehearsals at the theater.
It's funny because I'd heard about this, and now it's traveling around the country. This is the Carole King story about all the stories behind all of her songs, right? But it's in musical form.
It is. It's a beautiful musical. It's written by Doug McGrath, who was an extraordinary writer. He was Oscar-nominated, Tony-nominated. He wrote for Saturday Night Live.
Nice.
He created that film based on Emma with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just written this beautiful book to the musical, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, mm-hmm, that takes us backstage, takes us back to when she was just an aspiring songwriter starting out.
Oh, cool.
And all the stories behind the songs. It's really gorgeous. We're co-producing it with Pioneer Theater in Salt Lake City.
Awesome.
And Samantha Gershman, who's a two-time Broadway vet, is playing Carole.
Yes.
She is wonderful.
I was just on the website looking at that. I can't wait. And this cast is huge. It's going to be awesome. You can fit them all in that theater of yours. It's going to be big.
Is there room for Pat? Can we add Pat to the lineup as like a backup? She can sing the national.
Yeah.
She's good.
I don't see why not.
Sure.
It's a huge show. We are having a ball. There's just so much energy in the building over at Chiva.
All right. Well, listen, thanks so much, Elizabeth. And go to chivatheater.org. You can get tickets to Beautiful. And it starts coming up in the next couple of days?
It does. I'm playing through the end of June.
There you go. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to The Buzz.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
God bless America.
I don't know. She had right. better pitch.
Making mornings in Rochester slightly less ugh. Yes. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
I don't know if I should, like, play. Oh, see, okay, it's 98.9 The Buzz and Spezzano and Sandy. My part role is to kind of create the theater of the mind and the vibe for when we're talking, right? So you'll hear me play song to emphasize. I'm not trying to think, what should I play? Should I play some Vivaldi, like spring music, or should I play Christmas music?
Well,
or both at the same time.
It's Maycember. Oh, maybe play both. I don't know at the same time. Maycember. And this is a thing that you might not even be aware of, Scott, especially because you're dad.
No. Maycember.
Yeah, it's a thing that moms are saying. 818-2899.
I do have calls. Good morning, The Buzz. Are you familiar with Maycember?
Oh, yes. As a mom and a teacher, I'm familiar with Maycember.
I am so, like, removed from... I'm so bummed that I didn't know. I just saw it yesterday. I mean, we're a little late to this.
Yeah.
It's been 27 days of Maycember.
I think it's... Honestly, they invented this term this year.
Yeah.
I've always felt it. I've always felt the pressure of Maycember, but I think it's like this, you know... new generation of moms, like, giving it a name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We love to give everything a name. You know? Okay, so explain to everybody else, if somebody doesn't know what Maycember is, explain it.
Okay, so you said all the dads out there need to know.
Yeah, please.
That Maycember
Keep it dumb. Keep it dumb, please. Keep it dumb for us. Don't get technical.
December again in May with all of the events and just school events. Concerts, games, picnics, anything, you name it. It is December again in May.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we don't realize that. We compartmentalize the stress of the holiday just there, but I don't know if we realize that it's so much right around this time, too.
Of course you don't realize it because you're dad.
And then we have stinking Mother's Day during the busiest month of the spring, and it's like, really? Not only have to take care of our kids and everything, we have to plan our own Mother's Day thing.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. It's a real thing. Maycember. Now, what grade do you teach? What school are you at?
I teach 4th through 6th at Renaissance Academy.
Uh-huh.
Third School of the Arts.
Awesome.
Okay, so now this is a big year for you, Scotty, because Ellie is going from...
I teach band. I left that out. I teach band.
Oh, and so you teach band.
Oh, and band.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a concert this week, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. So, yeah, and I've got dance recital thing coming up here, dress rehearsal Friday, performance Saturday.
I have piano recital for my daughter on Thursday, dance recital in a couple weeks, yep.
Who is this? What's your name?
Jessica,
can I send you... and your blessed significant other out to the Vine at Del Lago, the Vine showroom at Del Lago Resort and Casino.
Oh, that would be amazing. Tomorrow is his 40th birthday.
Perfect. Ooh. Put in June 7th.
Just throw that in Maycember. Why not?
Why not?
Why not, honey? Have a birthday in the middle of it.
Yeah, right. It's him.
Right?
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Along with Memorial Day? Are you kidding me?
Listen, here's your guy's escape. A pair of tickets to go to the world's most ridiculous trivia game show. It's a lot of fun at the Vine. We're giving away tickets all week. How's that sound?
Oh, my gosh. That would be awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving us your take on this. I think she wins Maycember.
If you can even win Maycember.
All right, hold the line. I'll hook you up. I'll be right back, okay? Wow, I never had any idea.
Well, of course you didn't, because you're not the one scheduling Maycember. You're not dealing with all of it.
I see what you mean.
It would be nice if you stepped it up a little bit more.
Okay, thanks.
He gets so sensitive.
Will do. I'm right there on it.
When's Ellie's last day of school?
I don't know.
We're going to give you a Maycember quiz. Okay.
I don't know.
June-ish. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
What teacher gift are you giving her for the last day of school?
Didn't know we had to.
What are you doing for the moving up ceremony? Because she's going from kindergarten to first grade.
Is there one?
See, that's why Maysumber is a momism, not a dadism.
53 degrees, going to get 73-74 today in sunshine. High clouds will roll in, but no rain, which is awesome. What a beautiful day. Good day to...
Good day to what?
Not good day to, like, when you get out, there's still sunlight. When you get out of work, maybe, hopefully, get to, you know, more stuff outside, do the patio tonight, maybe throw the barbecue on, keep Memorial Day going.
If you miss anything from the show, you can go to the Spezzano and Sandy podcast. Just search out Spezzano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz, wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you see anything today that you say, ooh, this would be a good jerk or justified,
yeah,
leave us a message on the free Audacy app, Audacy. There's like somewhere where you can click. It says, you know, record message here. And
yes,
then just record us a message or just send us a message on social. Because
yeah,
we have Jerk or Justified again tomorrow.
Yeah, around 7:20. We'll have some more tickets to The Vine at Del Lago, too. This is a really funny show going on over there. We'll get those to you, too. Okay? It's coming up on 9, which is the commercial-free 98.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Audacy app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Audacy. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.